Back in Camp Seat Sports Zone here on this Wednesday night. John Swisher along with you. Scott Monk is the head coach of the Maquoketa Valley girls basketball program. As they sit at 12-1, 3-1 in the Tri-Rivers Conference as the Wildcats. So far, just that one loss as it came to the Springville Orioles by 10 last time out last Thursday, 51-41 until last night when the Buccaneers of East Buchanan was the opponent. Maquoketa Valley took them down. Several wins in a row, Coach. You ran into Springville last Thursday night on the road. Knew it would be a tough test for your team. And the Orioles 10 points better on their home court last Thursday night.
Yeah, you know, they're obviously a good team, a top five ranked team in 1A. And, you know, we need to play teams like that. And we did things that were uncharacteristic of things that we normally do. We turned the ball over 23 times, and they scored 21 points off those turnovers. Wow. And in a game where you're down two with about five to go, you know, we're kind of lucky to be in that game. You know, give our kids credit for battling back and, you know, doing the things they need to do late in that game to get ourselves back in it, give us a chance to win. But we just, you know, the things that we talk about and stress every day in practice, you know, those little details, if you don't pay attention to them, they turn into big problems, and they did for us against a good team.
And sometimes you can learn more from a loss like that of getting things that you need to work on, improve on. You watch that tape and just little things. And late in the season, not a bad thing. You never want to lose, of course, but a thing that could help you now coming up down the stretch with the postseason right around the corner.
Yeah, you know, we focus on some of those things every day. And, you know, I do know when you lose, it hurts. Yeah. And our kids were hurting in the locker room. And, you know, we bounced back, and they're resilient. We told them the sun's going to come up, you know, the next day. And we just got to learn from it, grow from it, and wash it and get better.
Indeed, one game since then. That was last night on the road at East Buchanan. Took them down 63-27, so came out and took care of business right away against the Buccaneers.
Yeah, you know, we came out and hit some shots. They were down one of their best players. You know, it's tough when you're playing without one of your best players. But our kids, you know, did a really good job of taking care of the basketball. They were good on the boards, and we hit some shots, and we had, I'd say 10 kids contribute offensively, which is real nice to see.
Indeed, only several games, handful of games, maybe seven or eight games remaining on your schedule. You bumped up the Edco game to tomorrow night now because of the cold temperatures expected on Friday. So Edco and a pink out night should be a great atmosphere. Youth night and the pep band will be there. So it'll be a packed house at your gym coming up tomorrow night for Edco.
It will be. It should be a fun environment for our kids to play in and both teams to play in. We look for two competitive games, and you know, without being able to practice today, we got to be ready to go. And you know, it should be a fun night, and get to honor a family or support a family who needs it, and that's what these nights are about.
No doubt. And then a quick turnaround with Springville coming right back up on the schedule on Tuesday night. You'll get them at your place next week with two games, both at home, Springville, then Dunkerton on Thursday.
Yeah, two, you know, top five ranked teams again, and you know, we want to be playing those teams this time of year. And to get us ready for the postseason, you know, our kids, you know, we got to lock in on some things and focus in on some things and get better. That's what it's about. You know, we told the kids we don't need to be ready for March today, but here in a couple of weeks we need to be.
No doubt about it. And a special milestone feat for one of your seniors on the team, Grace Richter, 1,000-point plateau for her, all the time and hard work she's put in. And it really showed with a great effort. Despite the loss last Thursday, she was able to get that milestone.
Yeah, she's a resilient kid. She's been playing since she's been a freshman. And you can see that she puts in a lot of time and effort when, you know, people aren't watching. And that's what makes that happen. Scoring 1,000 points isn't easy, you know, and especially to do that here in our program. You know, our kids do a good job sharing the ball. You know, she doesn't shoot as much as sometimes we'd like her to. So okay. She's a pretty unselfish player. And, you know, it's credit to her and how much time she's put in.
No doubt. All right, we'll see you down the road here. We'll talk again on the show in a couple of weeks. Thanks for your time as always, Coach. Have a good and safe rest of the week.
You too. Thanks, Wish.
You bet. Scott Monk, head coach of the Maquoketa Valley girls basketball program here on the show. This is the KMCH Sports Zone on a Wednesday night right here from KMCH Sports.